The city of Montreal is so broke that the mayor quipped recently that the city's credit card is maxed out. Meanwhile, the crises are proliferating, from a rise in poverty, crime, and homelessness to decaying infrastructure, a lack of affordable housing, and interminable waits for medical care. So, naturally, on Monday the city council will vote to cut ties with Israel. That's not a typo. They will peruse the city's crises and vote to cut ties with Israel. Not Nigeria, Somalia, or Sudan, where the genocidal efforts of Islamic terrorists have led to the massacre of hundreds of thousands. Not Russia, the invaders of Ukraine responsible for the deaths of more than a million. Not Jordan or Lebanon, where Palestinian refugees have been living for decades in silent misery. And not China, a ruthless regime that has put a million Muslim Uyghurs in veritable concentration camps. No, Montreal is going after just one country, Israel. There are lots of cities, from New York and Los Angeles to Paris and London, where hatred for Israel is blooming. But only Montreal wants to make it official. This is Israel derangement syndrome par excellence. The council vote is not just a city failing to defend its Jews, it's a city declaring open season on Jews. It's not as if the council is not aware that in 2025, Jews were the targets of 70% of all police-reported hate crimes in Canada. Or that, as I read in a recent report, Jewish schools in Montreal have been shot at, Jewish people have been assaulted, synagogues have been attacked, and anti-Semitism has entered academic and professional spaces through intimidation, threats, and exclusion. The council knows all this, and it is still marching full speed ahead against the world's only Jewish state. What a sad decline for a great city. When I came here this week to visit family, I had no idea I would encounter such madness. I was raised in Montreal. I love this town. For Montreal Jews, loving Israel always came naturally. Now, all the buzz is about Monday's assault on Israel. The motion, brought by an opposition group called Projet Montreal, asks Montreal to recognize and denounce an apartheid regime, and declare that a genocide is being perpetrated, before imposing a concrete consequence: suspending ties with the Israeli government, its institutions, and its municipalities. Never mind that the genocide accusation is seen more and more as the lie of the century, or the fact that Arabs have more rights in Israel than in any Arab country, which makes the apartheid claim absurd. The community is trying to fight back. As reported in the National Post, an open letter from almost 50 Montreal lawyers questioned whether the proposed measure falls within the powers conferred on the city by the provincial legislature, noting that city councils do not determine international law. That is appropriate legalese, but I'd rather see an open letter signed by 100,000 Montrealers telling the council that their pathological obsession with Israel is not just wrong, dangerous, and discriminatory. It's creepy. It's Israel derangement syndrome. The city may be broke, but its council is morally bankrupt.